Hello everyone, I am Tony Ragnanan and welcome to The Authenticity Agenda, where I explore the dynamics of being genuine, speaking up, and opening the door to influencing those around you. As the world continues to adjust to offset the losses created by the pandemic, there continues to be an incessant drive by organizations to deliver on results and to maintain relevance and accountability. Naturally, organizational strategies and planning will continue to be important, but one thing that I hope will be more evident than ever, and is my focus here, is that organizational capability and achievement requires that attention be given to maintaining quality conversations between leaders, individuals, and teams. Even though some elements may remain the same, organizations have pivoted to a range of flexible working options. This means that there is a lot that will be different. For one thing, working from home and the use of virtual platforms will be the norm for a great number of people. Goals and objectives may be different, expectations will be different, and how and when we communicate will definitely have to be adjusted. There will be other changes as well. But regardless of the changes, there is a definite need to maintain synergy and productivity, and we must do this through our people. It is through managing them correctly that we will be able to sustain whatever growth is needed. This will translate to higher levels of well-being, higher engagement, and organizational loyalty. Unfortunately, my experience has shown me that quite the opposite happens. When pressure mounts, our focus goes to results no matter what. And here is the danger. If how we achieve those goals does not matter, as long as they are achieved, much damage can be done to the sustainability of the results or the commitment of our employees, resulting in resentment, higher levels of turnover, and a poor working environment. It does not have to be this way. If management realizes the importance of maintaining strong connections with their employees, and if the human side of management is kept alive and strong, the outcomes will supersede expectations. This long-term vision is a must for the growth and development of the organization, as well as its people, as we continue our roles. It is true that some managers are quite competent in doing this, but the danger is real and the price is too high if others do not make the effort. Yes, a manager should strive and push for results, but how it is done is crucial. In the report, Beyond COVID-19, Research Insights into a New World of Work, based on 590 employees surveyed, it was found that in terms of employee engagement, 51% of employees feel less connected to their team since COVID-19. 40% of employees reported feeling disconnected from their organization. In terms of employee well-being, 60% of employees feel increased levels of stress since the onset of COVID. Likewise, 69% of employees would prefer a blend of working from home and being on-site. 61% of employees are concerned about their safety in returning to the workplace, and 79% of managers feel this is a concern of their employees. These findings illustrate clear evidence that employees and their managers require a new way of working. Taking this into consideration, I want to explore three critical areas that leaders need to manage in order to maintain both synergy and productivity. 1. Conversations. One of the biggest reasons that relationships fall apart in the workplace is when we don't have conversations. Conversations allow us to share information, express concerns, give and receive feedback. The fact that conversations are not actually face-to-face makes it both challenging and necessary. They may also be needed more frequently now. There are several types of conversations that we need to have. They fall into two categories, individual and group conversations. The individual conversations include, firstly, the conversation about goals and objectives. Have they changed? Of course, this would depend on the nature of the organization, but a conversation is required, so that there is clarity from the employee's perspective, because the lack of clarity could lead to resistance. Secondly, expectations from the leader's perspective as well as that of their direct reports. What are the priorities? How are we going to deal with deadlines, conflicts, etc.? Questions must come freely from both sides. These are the immediate conversations that will serve to clear up doubts that many will obviously have. There are also ongoing conversations, and these will include coaching, feedback, performance conversations, conversations on employee well-being, and giving feedback to the leader. These facilitate continuous development and are part of the performance management process. There are also group conversations. The intention of the group conversations is to encourage and achieve synergy, which is really about creating a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. These conversations must involve support for and a focus on the big picture. This means having shared business knowledge, a shared vision and sense of direction, which are vision and strategies, through planning and organizing, a shared belief in the values that are important to the organization, a shared feeling of support and power to make decisions about our life, work, and the future, especially as a group. This represents what we are going after, its purpose, which is why we are going after it, and the how we will do it. Together, these help to develop closer interpersonal relationships and create an empowering work environment. This works well when team members can have open communication and there is a level of trust between individuals. Please note that not getting engagement, which is a willingness to participate in conversations, from colleagues is absolutely critical. And one area that overlaps with trust and allows this to happen is the concept of psychological safety, which is the second critical area. Psychological safety describes an environment where individuals feel that they can speak up, offer ideas, and ask questions without fear of being judged or ridiculed by members of their team. In order for this to happen, the environment that leaders create becomes important. So far, we have spoken about many things that leaders should do. Building psychological safety is also what leaders must do. However, in order to build psychological safety, we must also think about what a leader should be. One of the challenges that originates from working remotely is the fact that the natural cues that we have in person are now filtered. This, combined with the fact that there will be varying degrees of uncertainty, fear, and mistrust within teams, presents a real challenge. For this reason, leaders must be adaptable. They must be empathetic. They must be team players, and they must be willing to show vulnerability, because together, these play an important role in creating the environment that will encourage conversations, improve collaboration, and develop trust, hence increasing the levels of psychological safety that every individual should feel on the team. One important note is that even though trust may exist between individuals, psychological safety involves the entire team. It creates the thinking that we are all in this together. The third critical area is accountability. Leadership defines culture, and if leaders want to create a culture of accountability, then it starts with them. Having the right conversations and developing psychological safety can do a lot to motivate employees. But even with optimal amounts of motivation, there must be accountability. This is an uncomfortable word for many, but it matters because of the universal truth that what gets measured gets fixed. When working remotely, you can't actually see the behaviors, but the fact that people are delivering on their commitments will infer qualities of their behavior. This is where accountability intersects with conversations. Conversations that explain the goals, conversations that seek agreement on goals, and conversations that monitor the progress of goals are all critical. These conversations help employees to take ownership. This sets them up to be successful. Accountability is something that has to be accepted for that person to take ownership of what they have to achieve and the qualities that they have to demonstrate. The best way to get people to accept accountability is to create an environment that allows this to happen. The environment begins with the conversation and psychological safety. In conclusion, what we have seen here is how the right conversations, developing psychological safety, and creating a climate of accountability collaborate to create an environment that would inspire employees, achieve synergy, and drive performance. This is not a quick fix. It requires from leaders a level of commitment and consistency that would send a clear and powerful message that employees will value. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to my YouTube channel and visit my website at www.v-formation.net for more information on programs, webinars, virtual and face-to-face training programs. Thanks again.